In today's Mishnah, we're on the third and fourth Mishnah, the 11th Perek of Masechta Yevamot. The Mishnah begins, Chamisha Nashim Shnatul Valdoteihem. So we have five women that each had boys. And the boys got mixed up. So in other words, we don't know which families they belong to. Higdilo Tarovet, all these boys grew up. Vanasun Nashim, they all got married. Umetu, and they all died without having any children. Now the issue is here, there's a question mark on each of these boys, which family he belongs to. Therefore, despite the fact his wife needs Yibum Chalitza, we don't know from which family the brother is that's meant to perform the Yibum Chalitza. So this is what the Mishnah, this is the resolution the Mishnah presents. So Arba Mehen, meaning we take brothers from family, say, A, B, C, and D, and they all do Chalitza, and then the brother from family E, the fifth family, he says, V'achad me'abim, he can do Yibum. Why is that? That is because this first woman that we're doing Yibum Chalitza to, either her husband was family E, and then when the brother from family E does Yibum, he's done the mitzvah. But if she's not, let's say she was from family C, then a brother from family C has already done Chalitza first. Consequently, by the time we get to the brother from family E to come and do Yibum, she's already had Chalitza before, and she can marry who she pleases. Then the Mishnah continues, Hu Ushlosha. So this brother from family E would do Chalitza with three of the other brothers from, for example, A, B, and C. Chalitza l'acheret to another one of the widows. V'achat, and the remaining brother from family D now, could do Yibum. And we continue with that pattern. So consequently, what happens is each of the brothers, say, from four of the different families, would do Chalitza first, and the remaining brother would do Yibum, but would alternate with each of the all the families. Nimtza arba Chalitzot, that each of the women receive Chalitza from four brothers from each of the respective families, they yibum lekol echad, and each of them also had the capacity or had bits of yibum performed to them. And that's why we get out of this safek and get out of this issue. Let's now the Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isha shint arav vlada bivlad kalata. So here we're dealing with a woman who had a child, had a boy, and at the same time her daughter-in-law had a child as well. It was also a boy. And that got mixed up, so we don't know who the parents are of these two children. The two children grow up, Higdula Taravet, Vanasu Nashim, and they got married, Umetu, when they died without having any children. So consequently, their wives require Yibum Chalitza. Now, the Bnei Kala, the sons of the Kala, so that's one generation down, they have to do Chalitza, Velo Miabmin. So they would do Chalitza to the two Yavamas, but they couldn't do Yibum. Why? Because each of the Yavamot is a safek, whether it's really Eshet Achiv, whether it's really their brother's wife that they're meant to Yibum Chalitza to, but it's also a safek, maybe it's Eshet Achi Aviv. Maybe it's really their uncle's wife, based on this safek, because we have a two-generation mix-up with these children, as we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah. However, Ubnei Hazkena, after the children of the daughter-in-law actually perform Chalitza, now the children of the mother-in-law now, they would be able to do or Choltzim or Miabmin. They could either do Chalitza or Yibum to each of the Yavamas. Why? Shu Safek Eshet Achiv ve'Eshet Ben Achiv. Because the doubt we have now is it really the brother's wife, which if he did Yibum, he would be doing the mitzvah of Yibum, these brothers, or it could potentially be Eshet Ben Achiv. It could be the wife of the son of my brother. And in that situation, they'd be mutar to marry them anyway. So once the children of the Kala performed Chalitza, then they would be able to marry her anyway. Mishnah continues, what happens if metwa ksherim? Ksherim here means the vadaim. So in other words, what happens if one of the boys, certain boys, of the mother passes away, and without any children, so his wife requires him Chalitza, and one of the children of the daughter-in-law, one generation below that, pass away without having any children. So Mishnah says, so B'nei Tarovet, these two children that are mixed up, again, we don't know, each of them is either son of the mother or son of the daughter-in-law, they would both do L'B'nei's Kena for the generation above, to the Yavamot of the first generation, the mother's boys' wives, so the Yavamot of the generation up, they would have to do Chalitza Cholsim V'lo Miyamim. Why? Because they would be safek eshet achiv, but also but the safek for eshet achi aviv. Because each, the ta'arovet, the mixed up boys together, they don't know whose family they belong to. So therefore the avame is either eshet achiv, it could be their brother's wife, which would be the mitzvah, and they've done the mitzvah yibum. However, It could be that it's Eshet Achi Aviv. It could actually be, that could actually be really, one of them at least, could be the son of the daughter-in-law, and therefore the Yavama in, from that generation above could be Eshet Achi Aviv, meaning the wife of my uncle, the brother of my father, which is he was forbidden to marry. Consequently, they have to do Chalitza out of a suffix that's really their brother's wife, but that can do Yibum. However, Ubnei Kala, this Ta'arovet, what do they do to the Yavamas of the Bnei Kala? So again, these are the Vadai children of the Kala, meaning the daughter-in-law. Mishnah says there, we say, Chad Choletz v'chabe amen. One does Chalitza and one does Yibum. Again, why is that so? After the first person does Chalitza, either he's done the mitzvah, and now for the second of the boys in this mix-up, he would be simply marrying the wife of his brother's son, which he'd be permitted to marry. But if, however, it was other way round, means the first brother did Chalitza and it was meaningless because it wasn't the Yavam he was meant to do Yibum, Chalitza too, and therefore when the second child in this mix-up, or boy in this mix-up, performs Yibum, he's actually doing the mitzvah. I suggest once again to have a look at the diagrams because it might be a bit difficult to visualize for some people the way I've explained it, or simply hearing the words, but hopefully this is quite clear. There's a Mishnah today.